This is Eric, and you're listening to a brand new episode of Japan Top 10. This episode marks the start of our Listener Appreciation Month, sponsored by our friends at Apartment 507. All of our free listeners will get Patreon Premium Edition episodes during this month, all the way until March, and that includes the March Artist of the Month episode. For our Patreon donors, you'll get exclusive first access to a bonus Japan Top 10 Cultures episode set to be released at the end of this month. Plus, everyone can make song requests. And stay tuned in this episode to find out how you can win a free 10,000 yen Japanese iTunes gift card, courtesy of our friends at Apartment 507. Full details are available on our website at jtop10.jp. Kicking off our countdown at number 10, we have a new addition to the countdown. It's Flowback with Weekend.
Number 10.
Yeah. Weekend. Here we go.
Phil.
Got their start in 2013 when they took part in one of the biggest auditions in Japan, Line Audition. They were one of the eight finalists from the original pool of 125,000 groups. Flowback announced that they would be releasing Weekend as a single during their 5th anniversary event. During this event, they expressed that they wanted to explore their talents as a group more, so they wanted to incorporate a stronger hip-hop beat to their vocals. The band is currently on their Japan tour titled Flowback Tour 2019 The Answer, which will go until the end of April. Down one spot at number 9, it's Ikimonogakari with We Do.
Number 9.
We Do is part of the comeback for the band after they took a 2-year hiatus to experiment with solo activities. After each of the 3 members released their own music, they decided that they would rather continue making music together, so they officially resumed activities on November 3rd of last year. This song is in collaboration with the company SoftBank for their musically driven commercials, and the band is heading on a nationwide fan club tour this spring. I know fans are hoping to get a sneak peek at the new singles by the group. Do not skip this message because I'm about to tell you how you can win a 10,000 yen Japanese iTunes gift card. Yes, you heard me correctly. We are giving away one free 10,000 yen Japanese iTunes gift card. Now, that's approximately the value of 100 US dollars, which will give you access to tons of J-pop and J-rock selections on the Japanese iTunes store, along with the Japanese Music Fund exclusively on Japan's Apple Music streaming service. All you have to do is visit our friends at Apartment 507 at apartment507.com and find our Japan Top 10 logo somewhere on their site. And trust me, guys, it's not hard to find. Then you just have to visit our website at jtop10.jp/contest and submit your entry of where you found our logo on their site. Or you can text us that information at 415-371-9299 along with your first and last name. And while you're on Apartment 507's website, why not use our discount code for 5% off your purchase? Use the code JTOP10 to get 5% off your order on their website. That's JTOP10 to get 5% off your order on their website. This contest is sponsored by Apartment 507 and will close on March 10th, 2019, and we will announce the winner on a Japan Top 10 episode shortly after. For full contest rules, visit our website at jtop10.jp. Down four spots at number 8, it's Mrs. Green Apple with Boku no Koto.
Number 8.
Boku to kimi to de wa nani ga chikau? Onnaji ikimono sa wakaratteru. Demo ne boku wa nani ka ni opiete iru. Minna mo sou nara ii na. むしゃらに生きて誰かを笑う悲しみ切るには早すぎるいつも僕は自分に言い聞かせる明日もあるしね 知っている奇跡は死んでいる努力も孤独も報われないことがあるだけどねそれでもね今日まで歩いてきた日々を人は呼ぶそれがね奇跡だとそれぞれ見てきた景色がある僕は僕として今を生きてゆくとても愛しいことだ
Mrs. Green Apple announced their Hall Tour 2019 in January, where they will be touring Japan from June through August.If this seems like too far away for you, the group is also performing at Megaport Festival at the end of March. The band recently released a playlist on the music streaming service, AWA, that would follow the release of Boku no Koto, acting almost as a music version of an About Me. The playlist is titled Misesu no Koto o Moto Yokoshiru Tame no Kyoku and is full of international songs that the band believes somewhat describes them.The playlist ranges from My Chemical Romance to Deep Purple to The Cardigans. At number 7, down 5 spots, it's Gen Hoshino with Pop Virus.
Number 7.
音の中で君を探してる霧の中で朽ち果ててもさまよう闇の中で君を愛してる刻む一拍の永遠を歌の中で君を探してる波の中で笑いながら漂う今の中で君を愛してる刻む一拍の永遠を刻む一粒の永遠を偏る生活をかぶいたそう君の手のひら美しくくるくる変えたんだ口から音が出る病気心臓から花が咲くように魔法はいつでも歌う波に乗っていた始まりは炎や暴気ではない
In December, Hoshino and British DJ/music producer Mark Ronson performed on the same stage together for a double headlining concert at Chiba's Maguhari Messe. Both artists played their major hits, and Hoshino performed the song Hada from his newest album Pot Virus for the first time ever. The duo are actually on the February issue of the Japanese magazine Rockin' On. In the issue, the two talked about their behind-the-scenes experiences of performing together back in December. Hoshino is currently on his Japanese Dome Tour 2019. We are looking for a full-time brand new host for our podcast. If you thought of ever applying and joining the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, see our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details. At number 6, new on our countdown, it's Nobarich with Sweet and Sour.
Number 6.
The change that we view. Don't hesitate, dodge up the show. Maybe at the sake of one, let me freely choose. To bring up best, to lose yourself, to be naked, to spread the wrongs. Did you know nani shite mo nani wo yatte mo hitori koto no mo.
The music video for Sweet and Sour is filmed by Taichi Kimura, a Japanese artist living in London. His graphic design ideas work to create a theme of chance or coincidental scenery as people throughout the video work with the art around them. The song mixes in English lyrics with a city pop, mellow, and happy sound to encourage the listeners to take on a different point of view when looking at the surrounding world. At number 5, it's Ame with I Beg You.
Number 5.
Awareみをください.
落ちた小鳥にそっと触れるような悲しみをください。涙汲んで見下ろしてかわいそうだと口に出して、靴の先で転がしても構わないわ。汚れててもいいからと泥だらけの手を取って、小鳥はさよならなんて言えなくて、愛を乞うしぐさで黙り込んで、つつましいつもりでいた。 Lie, lie, it's a lie, not a lie, もうつらい。散々傷ついて優しい世界に誰だって行きたいわ。一つに
I Beg You was released as a triple A-side along Hanabiratachi no Machi and Sailing. It's the theme song for the recently released anime movie Fate's Day Night Heaven's Feel 2 Lost Butterfly. This is the third time her songs have been used in the Fate's Day Night series. This song was written and composed by Yuki Kajiura, who was celebrated in the anime scene for creating music for the Dot Hack series, Mobile Suit Gundam Seed, and Pandora Hearts. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there. you could reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp or email our sales manager, Amanda, at amanda@jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Making their debut on the countdown at number 4, it's Go Go Vanillas with number 999.
Number 4.
I wanna dance like honey did.
This song serves as the most recent ending theme for Fuji TV series anime Gegege no Kitaro. The song title is based off of the emergency number in various places around the world, including the UK, Hong Kong, and Trinidad and Tobago. The number in this song represents the start of a new era for the band, rock and roll from the grave. Number 999's music video is chaotic, full of constantly changing scenes and wild scenarios, which are staged by the mischievous band members. Unfortunately, the bassist for the band, Keisuke Pretty Hasegawa, was involved in a car accident in December of last year. The band is continuing to perform with a support bassist, and by all accounts, Keisuke is doing well in his recovery, and hopefully he'll be back out with the band soon. At number 3 with a new song on the countdown, it's Neighbors Complain with Last Dance.
Number 3.
Let's get it on, 1回きりの Let's Dance. もう1回、もう1回、One night.
もし僕たちが出会うならば、未来じゃなくて今でいいと、君と過ごした時が回るキラキラ流れ、心響く人、まず君へ I'm sending my heart to you。 それぞれの道を歩くけれど、だから Let's get it on、 一回きりの Let's dance、
Last Dance comes off the group's latest album, Bridge, and the music video is essentially 8-bit versions of the members dancing to the song. It's a cute throwback to disco and early gaming vibes, and the members wanted the three men who created the music video to focus on the feeling of wanting to dance, so the creative team decided to keep the animation simple. Neighbors Complain started as a live street performance group in 2014 in Osaka, and have since then grown to connect to the young adults in Japan and now around the world. The group largely credits their online presence and unique videos to their growing popularity. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Rekka, by sending her an email at rekka@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Our Japanese translator, Miki, will be announcing this message in Japanese for our Japanese listeners.
インディーズミュージシャンの方へお知らせです。ご自身が作った日本の曲を宣伝したいとお考えでしたら、私たちの音楽監督、レッカまでメールでご連絡ください。アドレスは recca@jtop10.jp です。recca@jtop10.jp です。メールにポッドキャストで取り上げてほしい曲を忘れず添付してください。
Thank you, Miki. At number two, gaining a triumphant five spots, it's King Ginu with Slumberland.
Number two.
The group is constantly active. They are either hosting their own radio program on InterFM every Thursday at 11 p.m. called Radio Ginu, or performing. The frontman, Daiki Suneta, actually started creating music under the name Sir Vinci in 2015, which then morphed into the King Ginu that we know today as the other three members joined in the music production. Slumberland is actually a re-recorded, remixed version of Sir Vinci's song People from 2015. The production of the 2018 release includes more drums and guitar, while the 2015 version has a more artistic, chaotic feel. Are you enjoying our Listener Appreciation Month? I sure hope you are. And don't forget that these are the benefits that all our Patreon donors enjoy on a regular basis, starting at just a dollar a month. And just a heads up, if you join this month, you'll get up to two bonus entries for a 10,000 yen Japanese iTunes gift card contest. And on that note, while you are on Apartment 507's website for that contest, don't forget you can get a 5% discount off your purchase if you use the discount code JTOP10. That's JTOP10. At number one, making its debut, it's Hikaru Utada with Face My Fears.
Number one.
This song serves as the opening theme song for the long-awaited Kingdom Hearts 3. 13 years we've waited for a major platform release from Kingdom Hearts. Since the release of the game on January 29th, both the Japanese and English versions of the single have skyrocketed onto international charts. The release of this song marks the return of a single CD release, which Hikaru Utada hasn't done in 11 years. The single includes the Japanese and English versions of Face My Fears, as well as Shikai, which comes off her album Hatsukoi, and its English counterpoint, Don't Think Twice. Due to the popularity of this song, Hikaru Utada's label Sony Music Japan has released this song and her newest album Hatsukoi on all major streaming platforms, including Apple Music. And all you free listeners may not be ready for this, but there are more songs on the way. For our indie spotlight, it's Fusk with Perfume.
Thank you.
Fusk is a 22-year-old pop music producer located in France who is greatly influenced by Japanese pop music. This 2015 single comes from Fusk's Lost Station EP. Since he started experimenting with music, he has released two EPs, Lost Station in 2015 and Polarity in 2017, and just released the single Like You last year. For the visual key extra, it's Datura with Imitation.
Okay.
This was the second single released 3 months after the band debuted in 2017, but unfortunately the group parted ways toward the end of 2018 to explore other projects. During their run, the group released 7 singles and toured throughout Japan. For our idol's inclusion, it's Tintenko with Goodbye, Good Girl. Tintenko was briefly part of the idol group BiSH from 2013 to 2014. She was known as the shortest member of the group. After leaving the group, she still collaborated with a few of the other members who left, and when she first started her career, she freelanced as a DJ and producer on her own label. Our Listener Appreciation Month continues with our next episode, and it's all about music selections from our friends at Kayo Kyoku Plus. They have gathered a plethora of wonderful tracks, mainly from the past. Aaron will be your hostess for this episode, set to be released in about 2 weeks from now, and we'll see you then. My name is Eric. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Subscribe, leave us a review, check out our Facebook account. We're everywhere, guys. And we want to hear from you, especially during this Listener Appreciation Month. And for me, I'm going to go play some more Kingdom Hearts 3, so I'll see you next time. Japan Top 10.